On Saturday, June 1st, 2019, Brother Welton Chronic, an old soldier of the cross, passed away at the age of 89 years old. He was a remarkable man who often was quite unnoticed as he went about the Lord's business, as he knew his best how to contribute for his part. He primarily kept records for the Lawrenceville Church of Christ, and he did that for more than 35 years that I know, maybe even longer. On occasion, he would offer a prayer, and sometimes he would offer a talk like I'm doing tonight. He greeted every single visitor that came in, but not like we often say we need to greet the visitors. He was determined to gather their information and know their ages, their birth dates, their home address, where they were from, why they were there, who they came with, who invited them, and he noted all of that constantly. You know, we went back to Atlanta, at least in a few years past. We went back quite often. And Welton saw me at the door every single time. Has your phone number changed? Is your age changed? Yeah, I'm older now. And he would copy all that down. He would make sure he had it. And they talked about it on Sunday afternoons. He would take his handwritten notes, and he hand-wrote out this catalog of information. And he could tell you when you visited and when anybody else had visited and what service they came for and who they were with. Faster than I could have pulled it up in a spreadsheet or a database. He just had a skill about that, a skill that he honed in the military and really used his abilities in that way. Welton served in Korea in the early 1950s, and so he was on active duty overseas. He was a Christian even then and faithful to the Lord through peace and war. And Welton met for services every first day of the week, even in Korea, whenever with the military folks around. And he often preached then, apparently. Though that was far from his strength, it was near to the conviction of his heart to preach the Word of God. For a while, no other Christians gathered with him, but Welton attended anyway. Welton found himself preaching to empty pews. He preached to empty pews on a regular basis. He preached to empty pews for 3 months. Many thought he was crazy. Some people probably tagged him as being a fanatic. Others could have accused him of being a legalist, you know, going about the motions, but really not having any meaning because there was no one there to have have services with him or hear the sermons he was presenting. And I really, knowing Welton, I really do wonder if he got up a new sermon every single week for that or if he preached the same one. I don't know, waiting for somebody to come. But he continued to preach it, even to empty pews, and he was the only person in the room. It all made sense to Welton in his mind, though. Welton knew that some were aware of his preaching, whether they were listening to the message or not. See, the meeting place that they were that he had for them was scheduled out for lots of different groups to meet and do business there, and some of it was for religious purposes. And they would be there for certain times. And though no one else was coming with him at the time, Welton knew that if he gave up that time slot because nobody else was meeting with him, that they would never get it back again. And he continued for 3 months to preach to empty pews to preserve that time slot so that when other brethren did come, and he just was faithful and thought that they would, that they would have a place to come and meet and worship the Lord and hear a sermon preached. So he continued services, and he continued offering sermons, and no pew ever sang out. And no pew ever asked him a question, and no pew ever came forward to obey or repent for 3 months. Would you have gone that long? I really cannot tell you that I would have gone that long. I'm just not sure I would have. Finally, some Christians did come, and they started coming and listening, and they continued to worship together, praising the Lord and studying God's word and encouraging one another. And it was because they had that time when they had that place to meet because Welton had preached for 3 months to empty pews. In Welton's simple and honest way, he continued to serve the Lord with patience and perseverance. He and many others are blessed for his faithful service during that particular time, but then for many, many years to come, all the way until he passed. The Lord promises that what he gives us is an easy yoke and a light burden. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, probably the most familiar passage in the chapter. The Lord says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The yoke is the connection to the work, and it is not tight or restrictive or uncomfortable that the Lord yokes us to the work. The burden that he mentions is the responsibility that he gives to us, and it is not more than can be borne. It is not too heavy to be carried. Yet the path of our travel, and the ruggedness of the way, and the time it takes to travel the distance might be challenging. Welton was not asked to do more difficult work than he could have done at a well-attended, established congregation. He was not expected to challenge authorities and successfully argue or fight for position. He was just required to continue on, to keep on keeping on. There was reason to question his work, to question the purpose, to question the future of the work that he was doing. But doesn't that seem similar to the 3.5 years of drought during the days of Elijah and the 40 years to wander in the wilderness that went on and on and on, and the 40 days and 40 nights without water and without food as the Lord prepared himself for service? As a Christian, a disciple of Jesus Christ, nothing will be asked of you that you can't do, that you can't bear. But it may be a challenge to you to discover what you're actually capable of, to understand the strength and the endurance that you have and you have to have to serve the Lord and his purposes. The Lord challenged Abraham to offer up Isaac, to reveal to Abraham his faithful commitment to the Lord. The Lord allowed Satan to test Job to reveal his resolve to hold up his faith through the endurance, both physical and intellectual and emotional challenges. Moses' honor at being the deliverer, which he desired when he was younger. But that honor as a deliverer required perseverance to rely on the Lord for 40 years for the people to reach the promised land. David, in his youth, eagerly faced lions and bears and giants. But he lived to be an old man, wearied fighting foreign enemies and even his own sons. But still the Lord says, "Come unto me, I will give you rest." The Spirit and the bride say, "Come, drink the water of life." Rise up to the challenge. Develop your patience. Maintain your perseverance. Whether it's 3 months preaching to empty pews or 40 years wandering the earth without a specific place to know and be, or a lifetime resisting Satan and serving the Lord, Jesus promises you will find rest unto your souls. Tonight, will you heed the call to learn of Jesus? Come to him now as we encourage you to respond by this song.